after these things, when the anger of King Ahasuerus had subsided, he remembered Vashti and what she had done, and what had been decided regarding her. Then the king's attendants who served him said, let beautiful young virgins be sought for the king, and may the king appoint overseers in all the provinces of his kingdom, and have them bring every beautiful young virgin to the citadel of Susa, to the harem, into the custody of Hege, the king's eunuch, who is in charge of the women, and let their cosmetics be given to them. Then let the young woman who pleases the king be queen in place of Vashti. And the suggestion pleased the king, and he did accordingly. There was a Jew at the citadel in Susa, whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjaminite who had been taken from Jerusalem with the exiles who had been deported with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had deported. He was the guardian to Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had no father. Found favor with him, so he quickly provided her with her cosmetics and food, gave her 7 choice female attendants from the king's palace, and transferred her and her attendants to the best place in the harem. Esther did not reveal her people or her kindred, because Mordecai had instructed her that she was not to reveal them. And every day Mordecai walked back and forth in front of the courtyard of the harem to learn how Esther was and what was happening to her. Now when the turn came for each young woman to go into King Ahasuerus, after the end of her 12 months under the regulations for the women, for the days of their beauty treatment were completed as follows: 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with balsam oil, and the cosmetics for women. The young woman would go into the king in this way. Anything that she desired was given her to take with her from the harem to the king's palace. In the evening she would enter, and in the morning she in charge of the concubines. She would not go into the king again unless the king delighted in her. And she was summoned by name. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter, came to go into the king, she did not request anything except what he gave. The king's eunuch who was in charge of the women advised, and Esther was finding favor in the eyes of all who saw her. So Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus in his royal palace in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. The king loved Esther more than all the women, and she found favor and kindness with him more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal turban on her head and made her queen in place of Vashti. Then the king held a great banquet, Esther's banquet, for all his officials and his servants. He also made a holiday for the provinces and gave gifts in proportion to the king's bounty. Now when the virgins were gathered together for the second time, then Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate. Esther still had not revealed her relatives or her people, just as Mordecai had instructed her. For Esther did what Mordecai told her, just as she had went under his care in those days. While Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthan and Teresh, two of the king's officials, from those who guarded the door, became angry and sought to plot was investigated and found to be so. They were both hanged on a wooden gallows, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles in the king's presence.